What did you learn about Dakota history while you were growing up? Did the grandparents ever talk about where they came from, how they got there?
At night when we go to bed, my grandpa used to tell us stories that how they came across and how they used to come and hide in the daytime and travel at night so nobody would see them. He used to tell us all little stories like that. One day they were coming and they met a wagon. They had a Canadian flag on it. So they didn't have to hide from the Americans. And then they shared the food with them. And so they kept on going after.
Let's back up a little bit to the war itself. This is your family that's in Minnesota still. Mm-hmm. Did you hear stories about that six-week war from your grandpa? Did he ever talk about any of the battles or the fighting? Or did he only become involved with the part where they had to leave Minnesota?
They were down, way down they talked about some hot water coming out of the ground.
Warm springs. There's something it's called cold water springs, but it's 44 degrees, I think, year round. It's very warm. It never freezes. And it's near the Twin Cities, and there's rivers that come together like this, and the springs are over here. You think that's the area he's talking about?
Maybe. You know, he just tells us bedtime stories, and we used to listen to them. And he says they were, you know, they lived near those places, and as they start moving and trying to hide from the Americans because they were always trying to kill.
What was your grandfather's name again? Which grandfather?
Posse.
Your grandfather Posse, did he participate in the war at all?
No, he was just a small boy then, but his dad was, like him and his older brother, they were in a war.
They were little boys when the war was in. Remember she told you how they were like 8 and they had 10. An older brother that was 14, but he went away to fight somewhere and they never saw him after that.
I see.
So they don't know, but they always just say maybe it was the Battle of Little Big Horn because nobody knew where he went. He was going back down to the States and that was the last they ever heard of him.